Are you ready, all you fans out there in out there land? I say it's time again. Have mercy, let the congregation say, hey, man. It's time for the biggest, baddest party in the world. So get on up, turn it up a notch, and get ready to boogie, baby. Ow!
From Tomahawk to Rhinelander, from Anago to Eagle River, and everywhere in between, it's time for the Sports Q on WJJQ. Now, here is your host, Alex Cook.
Welcome to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along here on this wonderful Wednesday evening. We're already past the midway point of February. Winter is flying by like there is no tomorrow. Well, joining us right back in the air chairs once again, we have a couple of very special guests. And it seems like that we're doing this every week. I got these gentlemen need no introduction, so I won't give them any. John Long and Matt Tyler, welcome, my friend.
Wow. Hey, geez, thanks for having us. That was really...
I was happy to bring the A team back together.
Yeah, of course,
after
of
last
course.
Week, my absence.
You know, I was going to rip on John and say that I didn't even know he was gone, but he, unlike his brother Dave, brought cupcakes today.
Yes,
so
yes.
John is
there you
back
go.
On top.
There well, you go. There you go.
You got to take care of those and take
That's
care
right.
of you.
Of That's course, right. of course. Man, we got a jam-packed show for us today, gentlemen. We've got state qualifiers in the house tonight on the boys' side. We've got Dane DeKeep, Zach Germano, we've got Sam Zastro, and we've got Bruce Peets. Also, Coach Teresa L'Esperance will join the show to chat about the upcoming state meet in Waukesha. Also, I got the chance to sit down with Hatchet hockey coach Dewey Riley. We're going to take a look at the team's postseason run, a run back to Madison, and of course we're going to play a little mascot madness. But first, we've got some fun stuff brewing in Madison.
Big Ten beware! The Badgers are legit! Upset number 9, Arizona, 103-88.
Well, it's hard to believe it, gentlemen, but we're almost a month away from March Madness.
Can I play with madness?
And right now, the Wisconsin Badgers are rolling. They are 21-5, number 11 in the country. They are the first Big Ten team to hit the 20-win mark this season. They defeated Purdue on Saturday in probably their best performance of the season, 94-84. Then they turn right around. They break their 9-game losing streak to Illinois, 95-74 last night. John Tonje, the first Badger since Michael Finley with back-to-back 30-point games. Now, Wisconsin currently has 5 games left on their schedule. Oregon, Washington, at Michigan State, at Minnesota, and Penn State. Wisconsin's currently third in the Big Ten standings behind Michigan and Michigan State, and one of 4 Big Ten teams currently with 20 wins, the 2 ahead of them, Michigan and Michigan State and Maryland. Matt, I'll start with you. How far can this Badger team go?
If you would have asked me that at the beginning of the year, I would have probably said not very far. Now, they're on Joe Lenardi's 3 seed. They're technically, you know, it's not official, but he puts them as a 3 seed going into the tournament.
Yep.
They're really good. They have 9 players that can shoot the basketball, which is so rare for Wisconsin. I remember the days when you were lucky if you had 1.
Mm-hmm.
And they have 9 guys, and I have to say, the 2 that have really improved from last year, Carter Gilmore off the bench, and Kamari McGee.
Yes.
Their shooting has been phenomenal compared to what it was last year. I think Kamari McGee had 4 or 8 three-pointers last year, and now he's firing at will.
John?
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I think the difference is their depth. I mean, obviously, I love the fact that they have so many different weapons at their disposal offensively, which, again, totally non-Wisconsin. But I love the fact that you've got these guys that are coming off the bench and giving you quality minutes and points when you need it and defensive stops. And I love the mentality of the go, 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 push, 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 because it's not your father's Badgers.
No, it's not. And it seems like that every single time you come down the court, you don't know who's going to be getting a big shot. Like, you honestly don't know. Before you know it, the threes are just falling like no tomorrow.
And boom goes the dynamite.
So, thank you. Thank you. So, I'm going to go ahead and say this about this team. I got the chance to watch the game last night against Illinois, which... I didn't realize Illinois beat Wisconsin 9 straight and 4 straight at the Kohl Center.
That was
surprising to me up until that point. And the thing is, this team, they are not, again, as you said, these are not your 10 dad's Badgers. I knew that they were going to be better offensively. I did not expect this.
No.
I don't think anybody expected them to come in and just absolutely dominate the way that they have offensively. Wisconsin is right now ranked 12th in the nation in offensive rating this year. Again, that's the highest they've had since they've won, since they went to the national championship game back in 2014, 2015, 10 years ago. So, looking ahead, I think this team is capable of making a Final Four run. I think that we can legitimately say that they're definitely up there. I was hesitant to say it, not because I didn't believe in them, but honestly, I thought because that we didn't know. There were so many unknowns coming into this season.
Well, and the big thing is the guard play.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid growing up, the basketball was a big man's game.
Mm-hmm.
It is not. It is completely a guard's game. And Wisconsin is loaded at guard. They start three of them with Blackwell, Max Kleinsmith, and Tanjay. And then you come off the bench with McGee. They're really strong there. The only thing that scares me about Wisconsin is running into that really strong power forward, Bondurant, I think his name is, with Auburn, who's up for player of the year.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy, matchup-wise, that scares me. Unfortunately, you say sometimes athletically Wisconsin doesn't match up very well. It's a very athletic team.
Yeah, it really is.
I just worry about that muscular presence, that really strong power forward.
The one thing also to point out is that Wisconsin doesn't have one, but 2 7-footers that can step back and hit it from three-point range.
Yeah, it gives you such versatility to be able to stretch the floor, yet defensively be a rim protector and also get those rebounds that you have to have.
Yeah, definitely. And even against Illinois last night, they got out to a shaky start offensively. They turned the ball over 5-6 times in the first half, in the first 10 minutes. And then they just like, oh, never mind. We'll just go ahead and drop 95. Like, that's the name of the game right now.
Well, as impressive as last night was, I'll tell you what, winning in West Lafayette is unbelievable to me, because in my opinion, the two toughest places to play in the Big Ten are Purdue and Michigan State. And you're going to find out they've got Michigan State coming up.
Yep.
And I'm not saying I think they'll necessarily win that. I wouldn't be surprised if they win that. But if you sweep those two places, you are battle ready for the NCAA tournament.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about the Big Ten is by the time we get to the tournament, right, we've seen some really good teams. And we've done a better job of scheduling better non-conference opponents as well.
And the funny thing is, you know, for as much as Illinois has beaten Wisconsin, Wisconsin seems to have Purdue's number over the last few years. Like, every single time in a big game, Wisconsin has beaten them. They beat them and won the regular season title a couple of years ago on Chucky Hepburn's three. They beat them in the Big Ten Conference Tournament semifinals last year in overtime. Yep. And then they beat them in Purdue and shot 61% from the field. 61%. That is a mind-boggling number. They missed, what, like 8 or 9 shots in the second half of that game.
Well, and what's really impressive with that is the old Wisconsin Badgers, once in a while you're going to do that, 61%.
Yeah.
But the next game there's going to be a letdown.
Yeah, 35%.
There was no letdown last night.
No, there wasn't. No.
That's what was impressive.
No, there wasn't. Now, for as impressive as Wisconsin is playing this year, and they definitely are, this is, I think, the best team that has been with Wisconsin. I know that Johnny Davis was on this team, but he didn't have the sharpshooters around him offensively that John Tanjay has with this squad. Mm-hmm. This, to me, puts added pressure on Coach Gard, because now that you have all of these offensive weapons, now it's almost like you have to make a deep tournament run, or your seat's going to get a lot warmer if you're out before the Sweet 16.
Well, and I think what helps them is how really, really tough the Big Ten is.
Yes.
So there are no cupcake games in the Big Ten really anymore.
No.
I mean, there was a time where Minnesota and Rutgers, I'll tell you what, you don't want to play Rutgers. Rutgers right. may have the number one pick in the country, and a kid named Ace Bailey, I believe his name is.
Yes.
And they've also got a Harper kid, Ron Harper's kid.
Ron Harper, yeah.
They're really good. So, I mean, there's no cupcakes in the Big Ten. I thought UCLA was down. We go out there and they beat us.
Right,
so yeah,
in a close one. I totally agree, Alex. I just think that the his seat potentially got a lot hotter because he doesn't have any excuses.
No, he doesn't. Last time Wisconsin made the Sweet 16 was 2017. Thank you, Chris Chioza. Yes, I still that shot still lives rent free in my head. So looking ahead again, the final five games that are on Wisconsin's schedule, they've got Oregon at home. Oregon's no cakewalk.
Nope.
Ducks are still performing well. Washington has struggled mightily this year. But the toughest game that they have is Sunday, March 2nd in Michigan State, which is going to really, really tell us what seeding that they're going to get in the Big Ten tournament and what seed that they could potentially get in the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Big swing. Yeah, it's a big swing. And again, at the beginning of the season, I thought if you end up getting to the Sweet 16 and lose to a team that's better than you, that's not bad at all. Now, with them in this particular situation, to me, I think it's not quite there, but on the verge of potentially being Final Four or bust for this Badger team.
Yeah, I get that, and I don't disagree with you. If they're a three seed, if they make at least the Elite Eight,
yeah,
you know, it's hard to say. This is such a different team than what we're used to seeing, too.
Yes.
Where normally you rely on the defense, and now it's like the offense is stronger than the defense. But we'll see. It's all about who gets hot at the right time, too.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. And it's also going to be very interesting who they get with that first-round NCAA tournament matchup. Because remember, they got James Madison last year. And I know, Matt, you said that James Madison was incredibly underseeded.
Oh, they were a 12 seed.
They were
a 12
seed.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was absolutely ridiculous. And I'm sure maybe we'll talk later. You know how that goes about being underseeded, John.
I do.
Okay.
I do. Yeah.
We will dive a lot into local sports later on today. Speaking of local sports, ladies and gentlemen, we've got state qualifiers in the house. We've got boys swimming state qualifiers in the house, along with Coach Teresa Lesbrons. We're going to chat with them next. That's coming up here on the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Where Northern Wisconsin comes for in-depth Wisconsin sports talk. From youth sports to the pros, you are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
The ice is ready. Are you? Stop by at Vigod Stewart Express of Tomahawk for all your ice fishing needs. Select from the popular brands of ice augers. Check out the selection of fish locators. Find lacrosse boots in ice armor gloves and mittens. Vigod Stewart Express also offers live bait and a nice selection of tip-ups. Vigod Stewart Express, North 4th Street in Tomahawk, your ice fishing headquarters.
Let Carrier provide quiet, efficient heating all winter with innovative solutions for premium comfort available at Hilgi's LP Gas. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with an advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. And you can learn the science and its impact on coronavirus at carrier.com/purifier. Hilgi's LP Gas, proudly serving our Northwoods area since 1958. Hilgi's, for your healthy heating comfort, call 453-3505 or visit hilgi's.com. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook back with you. John Long and Matt Tyler are outside of the air chairs for just a brief second. And we've got some Hatchet Boys Swimming State qualifiers in the house. Joining us is Zach Germano and Sam Zastro. Gentlemen, welcome to the show and thank you for joining me.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, great introductions. Great introductions. Okay, so Zach, we're going to start off with you. This is your second year going to the state tournament. How does it feel to head back for a second consecutive year?
Yeah, I mean, it was a challenge to get back here. There was a little bit in the season where I was afraid that I might not drop enough time to go. But once conference hit and we started tapering, it just all kind of fell together and we put together a really good sectional meet.
Now, Sam, this is your first time heading to the state meet as a senior. How does it feel to be a first-time state qualifier in your final year as a high school athlete?
It feels great. Last year, I was close and I missed it. I was really disappointed, but then this year making it, it's just amazing.
So Zach, you both have taken senior leadership roles really on this team. Zach, I'll start with you. How have you been able to develop your leadership style for the squad?
Yeah. So the three of us all, we really took different approaches to leadership for the team. And Jack took a more verbal approach with the team, and me and Sam kind of led more by example, I feel like.
Sam?
Yeah, I'd probably agree with what Zach said, but we all just kind of worked together and made sure our team was as ready as they could for each meet and could do their best.
And talking here with a couple of state qualifiers, Zach Germano and Sam Zastro from the Boys Swimming here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. So, Zach, obviously with last year you making state, you're going again this year. What is going to be different about you going to state this year as opposed to last year when you were a junior?
This year I'm a lot more confident. I never swam in that pool before, and I'm really looking forward to this. I can kind of get redemption. I didn't perform the way I wanted last year, and now I'm seated a lot better. I'm seated to win my heat. So.
Sam, how has it been being a leader alongside another state qualifier like Zach?
It's really helped to give me confidence and help me to help the team have confidence, knowing that we've been to state before.
So, Zach, you're going to be competing in three events this year. You're going to be competing in the 200 medley relay, the 100 breaststroke, and the 400 freestyle relay. I'll ask you both these questions, but give me a realistic goal for you, Zach, in Waukesha.
Yeah, well, for the medley, I think that the best we're going to do, like, what we're going to focus on a lot is our start, like our exchanges. So we're going to work on our starts a lot and get that timing down to hopefully drop even more time than we did at sectionals. And for my breaststroke, I'm one spot away from getting on the podium where I'm seated right now. So hopefully I'm just hoping to bring back a podium spot there. And then for our 400 free relay, it's the same thing as the medley pretty much.
So, Sam, you're going to be competing also in three events, the 200 medley, the 400 freestyle relay, and the 100 freestyle. Why don't you tell me your realistic goal for the state meet Friday night?
Yeah, I'm just hoping to get better times, get some new PRs, and just have some fun.
That's all that matters. Again, we're talking here with a couple of senior state qualifiers, Sam Zastrow and Zach Germano, here in the Sports Queue on WJJQ. So I'll give you both this final question before I let you go. Zach, what would classify as a successful day for you?
Getting on the podium. I don't really care how or what event it is in. I just want to get up there on the podium.
Sam?
Just, like I said, have fun, and if I can, take off some time.
Gentlemen, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap things up?
Nope, I think that's it.
All right, Zach Germano, Sam Zastrow, a couple senior leaders on the Hatchet team in the WIAA Division II state meet is in Waukesha. We'll give you details later on. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to chat with Dane DeKeep and Bruce Peets. That's next here on the Sports Queue on WJJQ.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and local sports. You are listening to the Sports Queue on WJJQ.
Tired of the same old investment strategy? It's time to invest smarter. WSG's proactive risk optimization strategy designs your portfolio based on current risks to help you navigate today's challenging markets. We strive to optimize your investments so you can focus on your goals. Ready for a new approach? Call Wealth Strategy Group at 715-453-0722 or visit us at wsginvest.com. With Pro, it's time to invest smarter and take control of your financial future.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Get on board at Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Outboards serves their fantastic menu selections from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. Stop on by for happy hour from 2 until 5, Monday through Thursday. Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk, features their Friday fish fry with cod, walleye, shrimp, and catch of the day. It's Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Get on board.
Welcome back to the Sports Queue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook back with you here, and we now have another couple of state qualifiers back in the house with us. Joining us is Dane DeKeep and Bruce Peets. Gentlemen, welcome to the show, and thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. Dane, we'll go ahead and start with you. You've been in high school for 2 years, and you've made the state meet both years. How does it feel to be in that spot?
It feels good to represent my community and hopefully do good at the state meet, and with more people down there, it will be exciting.
Bruce, you are a first-time state qualifier on this team this year. How does it feel to be in this position?
I mean, it's really exciting, but it's an extra week, so I don't really know how to feel about it. But I'm really excited anyways. It's awesome.
That's the perfect attitude to have, man. Perfect attitude to have. So, Dane, you went last year, obviously. Yep. What do you think is going to be different from last year to this year for you down at the state meet?
Last year is just me and Zach, and this kind of okay. Then this year we have some relays that are going down there, so it'll be like a full meet for us.
Bruce, you are a junior. You've taken on a little bit more of a leadership role this year for your squad. What have you liked about being a leader as the team?
I mean, I've liked the fact that I can help steer the team in the right direction and point out things, but I feel like I've taken more of a backseat on it, been a little bit more quiet. I got to give it to the seniors, Jack, Zach, Sam, all of them. They did really good this year on coaching us, but it's perfect. I tried my best on that, but I don't know how I did.
Dane DeKeep and Bruce Peets, a couple of swimming state qualifiers for you here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. So, Dane, obviously, as previously mentioned, you rarely have had this many swimmers head down for state. How do you feel this year could do for the future of the sport here in Tomahawk?
Yeah, hopefully it'll inspire some more swimmers to push themselves, train harder, and achieve their goals.
Bruce, what's the best part about being a member of this team?
I love just being able to see my friends and just seeing the improvement in general. It's always been awesome to see the improvement. I've always loved that about swim.
So, Dane, both of you are going to be competing in multiple events. Dane, you'll be competing in the 200 medley, 100 butterfly, 100 backstroke, 400 freestyle. Give me a realistic goal for you this year.
Probably just do my best and drop some times and hopefully take home a podium finish in one of them.
Bruce, you're going to be in both relays, the 200 medley and the 400 freestyle relays. What's a realistic goal for you in your first year?
Well, my main goal is to just make sure I don't disqualify because I would really suck at state. The other one is just to improve in general. I just want to work on my turns, everything. So I just hope to improve.
So, gentlemen, final question I have for you. Again, talking here with Dane DeKeep and Bruce Peets here in the Sports Q on WJJQ. I asked the seniors this question. I'll ask you both this one as well. What's going to classify as a successful day for you? Dane?
Probably just doing my best and hopefully dropping some time, maybe taking home podium finish and having fun along the way.
Bruce?
So I pretty much just want to have fun. So I just want to go there, have fun, and make sure it felt successful. I just got to get what I can out of it.
Gentlemen, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap things up?
Nope, thank you.
I think I'm all right. I got everything there.
You got everything you need. Dane DeKeep and Bruce Peets, gentlemen, good luck to you at the state meet in Waukesha Friday night.
All right, thank you much.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with boys coach Teresa Lesperance about the upcoming meet in Waukesha. That's next here on the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Covering sports from Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and the Northwoods. You're listening to the Sports Q with Alex Cook on WJJQ.
Wild Rivers Group Real Estate offers unparalleled service to all clients in the Northwoods real estate market. Your complete satisfaction with our service and representation is our number one priority. Hi, this is Matt Tyler. Whether you are considering buying a home, selling a home, Wild Rivers Group knows the area inside and out. Call me at 490-1820 or stop by our offices at 1414 North 4th Street in Tomahawk or check us out online at wildriversgroup.com. We're ready to serve you at Wild Rivers Group Real Estate.
Billy Bob's Sports Bar in Grill invites you to dine in or carry out all your favorite menu selections, including soup, salad, sandwiches, wraps, and Chicago-style pizza. Happy hours Monday through Thursday from 2 until 5. On Fridays, Billy Bob serves their fantastic fish fry all day, and Saturday it's prime rib with servings starting at 5 and while supplies last. Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, County Highway L, north of Tomahawk, ready to serve you daily at 11 o'clock. It's Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook back with you here. It's 5:55 and time for our final interview of this half hour as we continue our interviews with the WIAA Division II Boys Swimming State Meet coming up this Friday. And joining us is the woman behind this, coach of the team, Teresa Lesperance. Welcome back.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Of course. So, four swimmers going to the state meet down in Waukesha, which is a phenomenal achievement. What has made this team swim so well in the sectional meet last week over in Ashwaubenon?
I'm not quite sure. No, actually, they really, really wanted this. We had set really a goal after last year's state participation. We really wanted to bring a relay to the state tournament. And I honestly thought we were going to take three. We just missed out on the 200 free relay, but these boys worked really hard, and they all agreed, like, well, Sam and Zach and Bruce swam three relays, and we knew we had to have that, but I couldn't discount Dane and ask him to do three relays because he had the opportunity to qualify in two individual events. But by the end of the day, you know, having Sam make it in the 100 and Zach make it in the breaststroke and Dane in two individuals, we have six individual events with only 11 that we qualify for. It's the biggest, most successful team ever in school history.
That is absolutely wonderful. So let's elaborate a little bit more on that. Again, four swimmers in the state tournament, which I believe you told me is the most in school history from what I understand. Is that correct?
No. What it is we've sent four swimmers before, but we did not have individual swimmers like we have right now.
Okay.
So back when Travis Phillips won the state championship in the 50 free, he also swam the fly, but he also swam two relays. So okay. We had four boys there. But this is more unique because we have two relays, and then we have four individual events, which has never been done.
That is an historic accomplishment. How does it feel to have that accomplishment as a coach?
Oh, I'm just really so proud of those guys. You know, it's just warm fuzzies. When we sat on the bus coming home after sectional and we're waiting, wondering if we're going to make it. And as each number popped up, it was just very, very rewarding and just so proud of them as they got off the bus. And we knew we were going for another week.
Hatcha Boy swim coach Teresa Lesperance joining me here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Teresa, you and I talked at the beginning of the year. We've talked throughout the year about this team. Tell me what has been the best part about coaching the squad.
That's a question I hadn't thought about. I guess I really like the boys. They're really a great group of kids. They're smart. They love swimming. They love playing in the pool. I would probably like them to swim more than play in the pool. But they just love being around together. And, you know, they brought in a bunch of new swimmers this year because they're infectious. Who doesn't want to be with them?
So you've also got three seniors on this varsity team, Sam Zastro, Zach Germano, Jack Amelsey as well. What are you going to remember about this particular senior class?
Well, I coached Sam and Jack back when they were just young. So it's going to be really hard to see them go and to move on. So I will miss them and their leadership in the pool. Jack is, you know, he's just a big teddy bear. And, you know, that boy swam as fast as he could last Saturday. He went 24. I don't know. He's, what, 260?
Yeah.
He's going to play football for point. And here he is swimming. But they brought in Nathan Rosemeyer as well, which was another senior. But it just brought some more joy to the team.
So, again, talking here with Hatcha Boy swim coach Teresa Lesperance here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Again, four swimmers, six events coming up in the state meet down in Waukesha. What are your expectations for these four swimmers this Friday night?
I expect them to swim faster. They know the boys that swam on Saturday that had a three-week taper all improved. They know they can do it. It's all in their head now. We have given them, you know, my coaches, Mr. DeKeep and Megan Backus, they really helped out, supported me, supported what we were doing. And then I worked with Cooper Kelly, and I said, this is what I want out of the boys, and he worked hard. So there's absolutely no reason why they can't swim faster on Friday night. It's all in their head now.
What do you think would classify as a successful day for this group?
Well, I'd like to see some improvement in time, but I really want to see them have fun and enjoy themselves, because when you swim and have fun, you'll do well.
Do you have any final thoughts before we wrap things up here, Coach?
Oh, it's just been a great year. Really, really exciting. So proud to be their coach, and look forward to, you know, years to come.
The WIAA Division II Boys Swimming Meet is taking place at the Waukesha South Natatorium Friday night. Events will begin at 5:30. State qualifiers are Zach Germano, Bruce Peets, Dane DeKeep, and Sam Zastro. Hatcha Boy swim coach Teresa Lesperance. Teresa, congratulations on such a successful season, and good luck down in Waukesha Friday night.
Thanks so much.
All right, we're going to take a break. You're tuned into the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. Our temperature in the Northwoods is at 13 degrees. 6 o'clock, time for our CBS News and weather update.
Bringing Wisconsin sports to the Northwoods, this is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. New York City's congestion pricing system is on life support. The Trump administration says it will halt the tolls to enter Manhattan, making many New Yorkers happy.
Congestion pricing is done, yes!
More from CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy sent a letter to New York Governor Kathy Hochul saying the program was getting pulled.
If you're a middle income or a lower income shopper or worker, you can't access public roads? That's flat out wrong.
He called congestion pricing.
It's a war on the working class Americans who work in that space.
The governor responded, they're fighting.
For our residents, our commuters, our emergency personnel,
Life has gotten better, even for those who have asthma, people with illness. That's who we're fighting for.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
CBS News has learned more than 3,500 IRS employees will be fired by the end of this week. Those workers will be notified tomorrow. A judge did not issue a ruling today after hearing arguments on the Justice Department's push to have the corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams dropped. CBS's Scott McFarland says the judge is wondering if the DOJ might take similar actions in other cities.
Would this be the type of thing that could be done in other cases across the country, where you have a high-ranking official with a security clearance and now he or she should be pulled away from a prosecution to help him or her do their jobs back at home? Prosecutors, the Department of Justice said yes, this is something we might do elsewhere.
President Trump has fired the latest shot in his war of words with Ukrainian President Zelensky, calling him a dictator without elections. This after Zelensky reacted to Trump's false claim that Ukraine started the war with Russia.
We are seeing a lot of disinformation that is coming from Russia, he said. Unfortunately, President Trump, with all due respect, is living in this disinformation space.
More from CBS's Nancy Cordes.
President Trump called Zelensky a dictator. He said he was doing a terrible job. He said that he needs to take a deal sooner rather than later, or he won't have a country anymore.
Parts of the South are digging out from several inches of snow. Jeff Fox in Bristol, Tennessee, wishes he could dig out.
Powder shovels, no salt, no sand. I think I've been to like three different grocery stores.
Wind chills will be below zero tonight as far south as Texas. Heather Curley lives near San Angelo.
I pray for
last week we were wearing shorts and we don't know how to dress for this weather.
The Vatican says Pope Francis is slowly improving as he fights off pneumonia. His supporters are flocking to Rome.
I pray for Pope Francis. We came here to Rome to be near him. I hope that he can recover and get better.
Pope said to be alert and in good humor. S&P 500 rose 14 points to a record high today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Right now, during Mattress Firm's President's Day sale, save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic, plus get a $300 instant gift. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store mattressfirm.com for details.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All this cold weather has a lot of people looking for a nice spring break.
It's been a little chilly out in much of the nation, and AAA says people are hankering for someplace warm, like the Sunshine State. But Aixa Diaz says there are some other tempting places to check out if one is tired of, say, Miami.
Asia travel has really boomed post-pandemic, more Americans wanting to try something different.
But AAA's Diaz warns it might cost you a pretty penny. The average round-trip domestic flight costs $820, up 7% from last year, and international cities could run more than $1,400. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Researchers say a vaccine for pancreatic cancer is showing promise. 8 of the 16 patients in a clinical trial using an mRNA vaccine at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center had strong immune responses. A larger trial is underway. Only 10% of people diagnosed with pancreatic cancer live more than 5 years. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
WJJQ Radio Sports Time, 6:05 p.m. Good Wednesday evening. I'm Alex Cook. This is the Sports Q here on WJJQ. 13 degrees in the Northwoods under overcast skies. Coming up after our weather forecast for Brittany Merlot, we're going to chat with Hatchet hockey coach Dewey Riley to get his thoughts on the team's postseason run coming up. Here's your weather forecast from Brittany Merlot.
The forecast for the Northwoods. Cloudy this evening with a flurry or two possible as temperatures are falling from the mid-teens down to the single digits, but staying above zero. We get a bit warmer tomorrow too with highs reaching the mid-20s with a little bit more clouds than sunshine. Now some of those clouds do clear out tomorrow night, so we crash cold, sub-zero to about 5 below. And for Friday, it'll be a partly sunny and dry day with highs returning to the low 20s. And by the end of the weekend, temperatures will be hitting 40, and they continue to stay that way into early next week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WJJQ.
The Sports Q on WJJQ, your source for sports from around the state and in the Northwoods. Here's your host, Alex Cook.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along here on this wonderful Wednesday evening. We're continuing our Hatchet interviews for today. And joining us on the line is Tomahawk hockey coach Dewey Riley. Dewey, thank you once again for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Of course. So let's quickly recap this past week. And your team defeated Mosinee in the Great Northern Conference Championship at Rhinelander 3-1 this past Saturday to clinch the first GNC tournament title in school history. You now both have won the tournament and the regular season title this year. What was the biggest reason your team won Saturday?
I think that we showed some pretty good resiliency. Obviously, I thought we controlled the game fairly well throughout, but just had a hard time finding the back of the net. They got up on a little bit of a miscue by us, and they got up on us 1-0, you know, to end the first period. We kind of came in between periods and regrouped and just told the guys, you know, stay the course, you know, trust the systems, trust each other, and came out and had a big second period and eventually found a way to win.
So in the midst of the Great Northern Conference title, you also had some all-conference honors, Dewey. Let's start with Austin Lamer being named Great Northern Conference Player of the Year and First Team All-Conference for the second consecutive year. What has he meant for your team this season?
I think Austin has been a tremendous leader for us. I know that he may be down a little bit, you know, not much, but a little bit in points. But I think that, you know, he has taken on an even greater role within the team. You know, he's as much a player and a captain as he is, you know, almost like one of my assistant coaches. I ask him to do something, he understands it, he does it, he relays it to the team. He's been a tremendous leader for us, and I think that is reflected in our team outcomes this year.
Again, talking here with Hatchet hockey coach Dewey Riley here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Another first-team all-conference honor was Jonah Dickens for your team, Dewey, who is your leading goal scorer. What has his progression done for you this year?
Jonah's one of those guys that he's a natural finisher. And when you look at, you know, how he can put the puck in the back of the net, obviously as a coach, you love having that element on your team. I think that Jonah continues to evolve as far as, you know, trusting and working with his teammates. I think as he continues to do that, you're going to see his point totals go up even further. I think, you know, for Jonah, it's just a matter of he has to trust that it's not a matter of if, but when he's going to find the back of the net and, you know, just trust the system, play within it, and, you know, don't be afraid to, again, use teammates and get those team wins.
Other all-conference honors for you included Jet Riley as a freshman who was second team, Trevor Scar, second team all-conference goalie, and then honorable mention was Sawyer Hanna and Jake Albert for your squad. What does having all these GNC honors mean for your team this year, Coach?
To be honest, I hope that we're getting to the point within our team that we're not chasing individual accolades, that we're, you know, chasing bigger team goals. I think being all-conference, especially with the GNC, is obviously, it's nice recognition, it's a nice honor, but it is not a perfect system. And to be honest, I think all of those guys mentioned previously should have been higher up as far as first team and or second team. When you look at what Trevor Seliskar did, he was the number one rated goalie across the board in all statistics. Jet finished second in points, broke our school record, and is top 10 or 11 in the state. You look at Sawyer Hanna, has had his best year yet. Jake Albert anchored our second-line defensive pair. You know, when you look at what we did in the conference, you know, being 73 goals to 6 or whatever it ended up being, that is one of the most dominant performances in memory. And so I realize why people do things. They like to disperse the wealth and everything else. But I think that all of those kids were deserving, and I probably had another 4 or 5 kids on my team that deserved to be on the all-conference list. And so individual accolades are nice. Congratulations. But we're chasing bigger goals.
And talking here with Hatchet hockey coach Dewey Riley here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. So, Coach, one of the other accolades that were awarded was You were named the Great Northern Conference Coach of the Year this past year. How does it feel to have that honor?
Again, you know, I think it's nice. I appreciate it. I think that, you know, it takes a lot of people to make something like that happen, specifically the players, and getting behind, you know, the message that we're giving them. And I think that it is, you know, that reward is a reflection of probably not just this year, but again, the decade plus that I've had the privilege of being with these kids and them trusting in what we're doing and buying into the system. And I think that we're starting to see the results of all that hard labor.
So, Coach, now the regular season is over. You finished with 20 wins, the most by any Hatchet team in school history. Finished first in the Great Northern Conference in the regular season and in the tournament. Now we flip the schedule to the postseason. What do you need to work on the most to get yourselves ready for the playoffs?
I think just staying the course and, you know, trusting that we just need to go win a shift and win a period. You know, it's been a relatively consistent message. If you were to ask the players, they'd probably, you know, be able to recite, well, I know they can, on what our practice plan is. We run almost the identical practice every day with a few tweaks here and there. I'm a firm believer in repetition, and, you know, you do something 10,000 times, you become pretty good at it. And so, you know, this is something that we're not going to reinvent the wheel. We're not going to change much. We just have to trust in what we do. We have to be able to execute it. We have to be able to keep our composure and control our nerves and realize that it's a game. Things are going to happen. And just trust and believe that we are the better team and that we'll come out ahead.
So, Coach, let's talk about your first round opponent, which is coming up Thursday. It's against Rhinelander, who you have beaten twice already this season. You just faced them a couple of weeks ago in the first round of the conference tournament. What does your team need to do to get the win?
I think we just need to come out. You know, we don't need to overlook anybody. I realize it's the first round, and it's the one playing the eight. But, again, it's a brand-new season. And, you know, historically, some teams have come out and maybe gripped a stick a little bit too tight or, you know, had nerves getting to them. I think for us, it's just trusting the fact that we make practice harder than games. We compete against each other, you know, aggressively. And we need to be able to come out and have that reflected in our gameplay. You know, be clean, be crisp, be simple, and let the chips fall where they may.
Coach, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap things up?
Just looking forward to playoff season. It's that time of year. It's winter, go home. So hopefully we can put on a show for everybody and have a great game.
Of course, the first round of the WIAA Division II regional playoffs is between number 1 Tomahawk and number 8 Rhinelander at Sarah Park tomorrow night. Fairman Orthodontics radio pregame show is at 6:35. Opening faceoff is at 7 o'clock. Zach Garner and I will be in the broadcast booth. Hatchet hockey coach Dewey Riley. Dewey, thank you for joining me and good luck on Thursday.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll be back with more of the Sports Q right after this here on WJJQ.
Talking about the sports teams that you care about. Youth, school, college, and pro. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Start the new year with confidence and a safe, reliable ride from Bremen Merrill Ford. Here's how they make your vehicle buying experience easier than ever. Their top-rated sales team doesn't just meet expectations, they exceed them. Ranked among the best in customer satisfaction, their team is committed to helping you find the perfect vehicle stress-free. And let's talk value. Bremen Merrill Ford offers the absolute best prices on all new and used trucks and SUVs. Plus, their impressive selection of late model vehicles has been inspected and reconditioned by factory-trained Ford technicians. Because this winter, you deserve to drive with peace of mind. So whether you're hitting the snowy roads or planning your next adventure, your perfect vehicle is waiting at Bremen Merrill Ford. Visit them off exit 211 South in Merrill or online at BremenMerrillFord.com.
It's easier than you think at Bremen Merrill Ford.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook back with you along with John Long and Matt Tyler. As we continue the Sports Q here today, it's currently 6:15. And gentlemen, let's take a minute here to recognize local sports. This past weekend, for those of you that don't understand, was an insane weekend for the Hatchets. Let's start off with wrestling. 6 girls, 4 boys qualify for sectionals. Boys swimming, we had the state qualifiers in here earlier today. We had Dane DeKeeb, Zach Germano. We had Sam Zastro. We had Bruce Peets talk about going to state along with Coach L'Esperance. The hockey team won their first Great Northern Conference tournament title. Austin Lamer with his second straight Great Northern Conference Player of the Year award. And girls basketball brackets were released over the weekend. And Tomahawk gets a sixth seed and they play Sturgeon Bay. Gentlemen, I can't recall a better weekend for the Hatchets since I've been up here, outside of maybe hockey clinching their first state tournament since 1991.
Yeah, and I was at the hockey game Saturday night.
Yeah.
Little bit of a slow start for the Hatchets. They were down 1-0 at the end of the first period. But the first goal that Tomahawk had, Jonah Dickens, you will not see a prettier goal. He went between the defender's legs and juked the goalie. It was, I think as the kids say, he can dangle.
Yeah, that man is the best goal scorer in the Great Northern Conference right now at this point. And I think what makes that team even more impressive is that they have been number one in the state every single week this year. Number one outright. There's been no competition from them.
Yeah, I mean, what a winter sports season for the Hatchets.
It really has been.
I can't remember a time, and I'm sure it's probably happened, but I can't remember a time where just about every single winter sport has had this kind of success that we've had. I mean, what a tribute to the kids and how hard they've worked in the past however many years. It's pretty cool to see.
So let's go through the winter sports achievements really quickly. Boys wrestling, Great Northern Conference Tournament Championship. Hockey, Great Northern Conference Regular Season and Tournament Championship. Boys swimming, 4 state qualifiers, 2nd in the conference. Girls basketball, most wins by a team in 20 years.
Not bad.
That is a phenomenal winter season for Tomahawk, and it's not getting as talked about as I think it should be.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, when you put in that kind of perspective, Alex, I mean, it's one thing to have one team do really well and have that kind of success, but to have all these sports and all these kids putting the work in to have this kind of success is awesome.
And the town's excited about it. Now, I live out in the Nokomis area, so I stop quite often at the Cracker Barrel.
There, yeah, you
got your
of course.
Dress. Yeah. But Audrey at the Cracker Barrel every morning, she's like, oh, it's so exciting to be a Hatchet sports fan.
It is.
Now.
Yeah. It really is.
That is.
So let's go ahead and give everyone a bit of perspective on what the postseason is like. John, I know you have some strong opinions about the 6th seed that you got over the weekend. You've got a rematch with Sturgeon Bay coming up next Tuesday. Give me really quickly your overall synopsis of the Clippers.
They've got some very dynamic kids. I know they haven't had the kind of season that I'm sure they were hoping to have, but at the same time, they're no slouch. I mean, they're going to present some problems to whoever they play. I mean, I've been watching film since the seed came out, trying not to get too far ahead of ourselves here, but obviously that's a very important game for us, and already working on the game plan to slow them down and hopefully get the win and move us on to the second round of the postseason here. But we are familiar with them a little bit from last year, playing them as well, and they really didn't they returned almost everybody, so I'm pretty familiar with them and excited to play.
Now, I know both of you have to be politically correct here and say the right things. I'll say it. You got jobbed. You got rooked on the seeding. Tomahawk ended up with a 6 seed, legitimately should have been a 4-5. I won't name names, but the team that got the 3 seed, no idea how they did it. I try not to, well, no, I take that back. I do badmouth the WIA a little bit, but I thought they did a good job last year of including strength of schedule, and now I have my doubts again.
Yeah, it's really a funny thing. We'll mention the number 3 team because Tomahawk will play them if they win. That's Menominee Indian. And Menominee Indian has had a good season by every stretch of the imagination.
Nothing against them.
No.
But they should have been right around where Tomahawk was. There's no way they should have been ahead of Wrightstown, ahead of Seymour.
No way. I thought that I was thinking along the same lines. I think everyone was thinking 4 or 5 seed. If they got a first round bye, it would probably be a little bit generous. But I thought that a 5 seed was the perfect spot. I did not see them getting a 6 seed.
No.
Now, the other side to that, though, is if Tomahawk beats Sturgeon Bay, they would play Menominee Indian the very next game. The very next night, they would have revenge on their mind because then they would go to Freedom. Freedom was the team that knocked Tomahawk out last year, number 2 seed, and they're still very strong. They're the number 2 seed in the division for a reason behind, still undefeated, I believe, Wittenberg, Burnham Wood.
Correct,
So this is going to be a very intriguing postseason run for the Hatchets.
Yeah, I'm excited. We get a familiar opponent. They've got a long bus ride out of them on Tuesday. Hopefully we can get them, and not going to look past them at all. But for the sake of this conversation, excited. My very first year, we were a 10 seed, and we had to go down to Menominee Indian for our first round matchup and got our doors blown off. So a little revenge in that way, too.
There you go.
Lydia, Gracie, and Claire, being seniors, will remember that game. And, there'll be a little revenge on our minds on that one. And then, like you said, hopefully get by them and get a chance to take it to Freedom, hopefully, and play them much tougher than we did last year.
Let's hope so. And then we go to hockey. They begin their postseason also tomorrow night. They got number 8 seed Rhinelander, as you just heard me and Dewey talk about. Fairmont Orthodontics pregame show 6:35. Opening faceoff at 7. If Tomahawk wins, they'll play either Northland Pines or Antigo in the second round. And if they end up going farther, they will play in the sectional final in Mosinee coming up next Friday.
You know, a little bit more about that game Saturday that stood out to me, being a former coach, was watching the Hatchets after Mosinee scored the first goal. There was no panic.
No.
There was no panic. There was no sense of urgency. It was like, okay, we'll get back into this. And they didn't right away. There were, the end of the period, I think there were 4 or 5 minutes left in the period that they didn't score. But there's a feeling about this team that the average person might not see, as there's no panic.
No.
They believe they're going to win.
Very confident group.
Yeah, very, very confident group. 20 wins, by the way, the most wins by a Hatchet hockey team in school history. Tomahawk hockey's been around for 52 years. They have not won a state championship yet. They've got a very good chance to do that this year. But you have to take it one game at a time, as Coach Riley always says. And the first step is tomorrow. And then we bring up boys and girls wrestling. They've got 10 total sectional qualifiers. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be a traveling man. I'm going to be quite the traveling man. Friday night, I'm heading over to Shawano for the girls. And then Saturday morning, I turn right around and I'm going to be bright-eyed, caffeinated, and ready to go to Amory. So it's going to be a haul of a couple of days for me.
Who's doing the game with you?
Tony Derleth is going to be with me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alex. I'm so sorry.
You know what? Consider him lucky, though, that he's still doing this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and he goes down to the state wrestling tournament every single year for him, so he knows this sport inside out, and he has been a huge help for me this year.
Yeah, you can credit Tony all you want, but I don't. Legally, I don't think I can.
Well, why do you think legally, man?
I don't know. No. Tony, I actually get along really good with Tony. We jab each other quite a bit.
So. I was going to point out, I thought it was the restraining order he took out on you, but that's a whole other story.
I'm not sure that's still in place.
is there an NDA in place or something?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
There you go. Oh, John, yeah, that is perfect. That is perfect. It's now 6:23. Talking local sports here. Again, it's a very successful day to be a Hatchet here in Tomahawk. We're going to play some Mascot Madness, though, gentlemen. That's next.
Where Northern Wisconsin comes for in-depth Wisconsin sports talk. From youth sports to the pros, you are listening to the Sports Cube on WJJQ.
It has been a cold Northwoods winter. How is your furnace holding up? Might be a good time to call Premier Heating and Cooling at 453-4700. Premier offers the Dave Lennox Signature Collection of furnaces designed from the inside out to look good and work better than ever. Lennox is proud to be an official Energy Star partner and offer Lennox home comfort systems that save you energy and money. Call Premier today and enjoy the confidence in knowing that your furnace is ready for our Northwoods winter today and for many years to come. Josh will give you all the information about Dave Lennox Signature Collection with a furnace just right for your heating needs. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Premier Heating and Cooling at the intersection of Muskellunge Lake Road and County A. Call 453-4700 and online at premierheatingcooling.com. See you at the WJJQ Home Show April 12th and 13th.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, John Long, and Matt Tyler back with you. Gentlemen, let's dive right into our Mascot Madness.
It is now time for Mascot Madness.
All right, gentlemen, are you ready to play?
Yes, we are.
Okay, so again, we're going to keep it this year. Last week, obviously, we did Green Day teams. This year, we're going to be doing Northwestern Wisconsin, Eau Claire area mascots. Okay. So northwestern part of the state. And we'll go ahead and start things off easy, I promise. You guys ready to play?
Ready.
All right, let's do this.
So, if it's easy, you mean John gets the first one.
Well, if you want, okay. So, John,
yep.
The first team that I suggested is a team that you actually coached against. Okay?
Ooh, okay.
It is Bloomer.
Bloomer.
Bloomer. Yep, you went there a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Are they the Hawks, the Bluebirds, the Blackhawks, or the Orioles?
I believe they're the Hawks.
It's one or three.
I think it's the Hawks.
You do.
Do you think it's the Hawks? Are you sure?
Give it to me one more time.
Okay. The Hawks, the Bluebirds, the Blackhawks, or the Orioles?
No, I kind of do remember.
I think it's a alliterative, I thought it was.
I believe it's a Blackhawk.
You think it's a Blackhawk?
Yeah.
Blackhawks is correct.
Yes.
One for one. All right, Matt, we'll go to you.
Okay.
This is where I'm going for sectional wrestling over the weekend.
Oh.
Amory. Are they the Spartans, the Warriors, the Horsemen, or the Knights?
I think it's one of the first two.
One more time.
Yeah. The Spartans, the Warriors, the Horsemen, or the Knights?
I'm going to go Warriors.
That was.
You sure?
Yep. All right. I'm going to go Warriors.
Warriors is correct.
Ooh. Yes.
All right. Time to move on to the next level. And John, you're next.
Okay.
Your team is Menominee. Menominee. Are they the Mustangs, the Minutemen, the Mad Men, or the Muppets?
I love it. I mean, I thought I knew it to the last one, and now the Muppets just kind of sounds. Yeah. Now I'm going to go Mustangs.
Mustangs is correct.
Hey.
All right, Matt, your team is Eau Claire North. Eau Claire North. Are they the Wolves, the Timberwolves, the Huskies, or the Pointers?
Not number four.
No, I think it's number three.
That's kind of what
I was thinking. It's the Huskies,
I believe.
You think it's the Huskies?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Huskies is correct. You guys are 4 for 4. Well done. All right, John, your next team. Stanley Boyd. Stanley Boyd. Are they the Cardinals, the Orioles, the Blackbirds, or the Hummingbirds?
Yeah, you always throw me with that last one, Alex.
He's getting better with the options. I like it.
Thank you.
So we actually, when I was coaching football, we played Stanley Boyd a number of times. The Orioles.
The Orioles, all right. Orioles is correct. All right, Matt, are you ready?
I am.
Here we go. Yours is Cadott. Cadott.
Got it.
Where Rock and Country USA are.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
The Bumblebees, the Hornets, the Bees, or the Wasps?
I think it's the Hornets. No. Hornets?
I can't believe that it's the Hornets.
Was that?
You're going to go with Hornets?
I'm going to go
with
Hornets.
Hornets? Hornets is correct! Gentlemen, well done. You're 6 for 6. All right. Now it's going to get a little bit tougher.
Of course it is.
All right. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Here we go. John, your team is New Auburn. New Auburn. The Warriors, the Spartans, the Trojans, or the Fighters?
New Auburn. One more time.
Warriors, Spartans, Trojans, or Fighters?
Two or three.
Trojans.
I thought so too.
Trojans ringing a bell.
You're going to go with Trojans. Trojans is correct.
We're on fire.
Nice.
Well done. Well done. All right. Matt, are you ready for this one?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yours is Durand, Arkansas. Durand, Arkansas. The Wildcats, the Cougars, the Jaguars, or the Panthers?
I think it's the Panthers.
It could be.
I'm going to go Panthers.
You're going to go Panthers?
Yep.
Panthers is correct! Gentlemen, well done. You got a chance for a perfect run here. All right. Ninth one. John, yours is Barron. Barron. Are they the Bears, the Black Bears, the Polar Bears, or the Golden Bears?
One or two. It's one or two. I know that.
I'm trying to picture that. That visual.
I think that's well done on your part,
it's,
Alex.
It's a color, but I don't think it's black bears. It's one more time. One more time.
Of course, the bears.
I do. I think
the black bears, the polar bears, or the golden bears.
Not polar. I think it's golden. Oh, now you got me second guessing.
Are you gonna go with golden?
I'm gonna go golden.
You're gonna go golden. Okay.
I think.
Golden Bears is correct!
Let's go.
I would have never guessed that.
Wow.
I couldn't picture a black bear, but I didn't think they were just the bears.
Well, usually it's alliterative, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That one's threw Sometimes. Me. Okay.
Yeah, all right. So
I was off on that one.
You guys got a chance to go 10 for 10, and Matt, it relies on you.
John Wayne or Don Knotts?
Are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Your final team. This is the smallest school that is on the list, okay?
Come on, Tomahawk.
It is Brookwood. Brookwood. Are they the Blackhawks, the Falcons, the Ravens, or the Cardinals?
Oh, boy.
I can give you the team colors if you like.
Yeah, yes. We'll take the team colors.
Team colors? Red and black.
One more time.
Yeah. Yeah. Blackhawks, Falcons, Ravens, Cardinals.
So I think you got to go Atlanta Falcons here.
Well, and Cardinals are black and red, too. Those are the two that I was down to.
Falcons. Atlanta Falcons are same
right.
colors.
So Falcons is?
Falcons is one of your options.
Falcons.
Falcons. All right.
Final answer. Lock it in.
Matt. I can't believe I'm saying this. I really, really can't. You got it!
Sweet!
Absolutely.
Well done! Well done, gentlemen!
Yeah.
Well done. Well done.
I have to give John credit for not listening to me. It's like we're at work. Yeah, this is awesome. Well done on that one. I almost led you astray.
Man.
Yeah, you really had me questioning myself.
And the reason why I put Barron in is because they were the volleyball state champions this past season.
That's right.
So there you go. You're tuned into the Sports Cue here on WJJQ. Here's your weather forecast.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and local sports. You are listening to the Sports Cue on WJJQ.
Here's a look at your Northwoods 92.5 forecast. A few flurries possible at times. Tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about zero. Northwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, highs level off around 22. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki, and that's your forecast on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, John Long, and Matt Tyler here with you, going a perfect 10 for 10 on the Mascot Madness today. Gentlemen, well done. Oh, well done. Yeah, that was impressive. That was very impressive. I tried to dig deep again.
Yeah, we probably set the bar a little too high for ourselves.
But this week I had a true partner. Last week it was like I was on my own.
Basically.
Hey, wait a minute. Hang on a second. Matt, you were the one that got two wrong last week. Dave was the one that got all five right. So
So we're going to bring up facts.
But they are who we thought they were.
We're gonna get a call in from Dave here soon. I'm guessing.
Oh, we are we?
He's going to have to call and defend himself.
Oh, my gosh. just make sure he keeps it down, okay? All right, gentlemen. So it is currently 6:37, and right now you're tuned into the Sports Q here on WJJQ. We're having fun. I think I want to go again with this. How about you?
Sure.
You want to go again with this? Yeah. All right. Let's do an NFL Top 10.
All right.
Okay. All right. Here we go. All right, gentlemen. Your job is to name me the top 10 leaders in passing touchdowns from the year 2015, 10 years ago.
Ooh.
2015.
Okay. And, John, I will start with you.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Super Bowl MVP that year.
Super Bowl MVP in 2015 was Von Miller.
Oh, take that one.
Yeah,
right.
There you go.
Not what you thought, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
I will say that this year's MVP is on this list.
Okay.
This year's NFL MVP was on the list, not the Super Bowl MVP.
Gotcha. Okay.
John, go ahead.
So, I'm going to say Peyton Manning.
With the Denver Broncos?
Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning? Nope. No. That was the last year. He had 9 touchdowns and 17 interceptions in his final year with Denver.
Oh, man.
Did they?
Strike one.
Did they win the Super Bowl?
They won the Super Bowl that year.
I would have guessed that, too.
I didn't think he was that stinky.
Now, strike one. I will tell you this. There are two guys on here that are tied for 10th. So we can include. So if you say one of the two guys, I'll count both of them. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Matt, your turn.
Oh, let's go, Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is correct. Aaron Rodgers tied for 10th, 31 touchdown passes. Oh. That was the year Jordy Nelson was out with the injury.
Okay.
So, John, it's to you. See if you can do better.
Yeah. Oh boy. It threw me through a loop here, but I'm gonna go with the great Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is correct. Tom Brady first in the NFL, 36 touchdown passes that year. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you got number one and one that's tied for 10. Matt, it's to you.
Let's go Purdue alumnus Drew Brees.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go.
Drew Brees is correct. Drew Brees tied for 7th with 32. John, your turn.
Let's see. Big number guy. 2015. I'm going to say Matthew Stafford.
Oh, Matt Stafford? Yeah. Stafford is...
And boom goes the dynamite.
Correct. Matt Stafford also with 32 touchdown passes. So you've got one. You've got two that are tied for 7th. There was one more that had 32 that year. And you've got one that's tied for 10th with 31. Matt.
Okay, this is going to be a reach.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with former Heisman Trophy winner.
Okay.
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton is...
Nice.
Correct.
Attaboy.
Cam Newton was the NFL MVP that year. He had 35 touchdown passes, tied for 3rd. John, your turn.
Oh, man. What about... Let's see here. How about Big Ben Roethlisberger?
Oh, good one.
Big Ben Roethlisberger. Strike two.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Only had 30 touchdown passes that year, so you guys have two strikes. Now, John, I will say that if you get your third one, you're eliminated. Matt will keep going.
Oh, man. Okay.
Matt, your turn.
Let's go Tony Romo.
Tony Romo?
I can't remember his years.
I don't either. Yeah.
Tony Romo was injured for most of that year. So these are the top 10. You guys got Tom Brady. Number two was Carson Palmer with 35. Cam Newton, who had 35 as well. The other two were Eli Manning.
That was my next guess.
And Blake Bortles.
I would not have got Blake Bortles.
Number six was Russell Wilson. Tied for Drew Brees and Matt Stafford was Derek Carr.
Okay.
Derek Carr with 32. And tied for Aaron Rodgers with 31, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, Fitzmagic?
Ryan nice. Fitzpatrick at 31 out of Harvard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot harder than I thought for you guys.
That was a tough one.
Yeah.
I didn't think about Russell Wilson. I was going to go Manning, the other Manning.
You were going to go Eli Manning, so.
Yeah.
It's all right. That's a tough one. You win some, you lose some.
That's right.
That's all right.
Put us in our place.
Yeah, that's all right. So we got a little bit of time left here. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk some Bucks basketball after the break. That's coming up here on the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Covering sports from Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and the Northwoods. You're listening to the Sports Q with Alex Cook on WJJQ.
John J. Schuette Construction is a family-owned company serving the area with trucking, excavating, and Wausau Homes. Their Wausau Homes Design Studio is at 1708 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, and they're ready to help make every home buyer's experience an enjoyable one from start to finish. Call 453-2015 for excavating, trucking, and Wausau Homes from John J. Schuette Construction of Tomahawk.
Hi, this is Steve from Crossbridge Community Bank. We've spent a lot of time lately making sure your banking experience is what you expect. We've recently added services that give you more transfer options for your money, better fraud detection, enhanced and easy-to-read printed and digital statements, and we're adding a new state-of-the-art account alert system that can tell you things like your account balance or when large checks clear. We are constantly improving technology to make banking easier for you. That's what a bank that puts purpose first looks like. Visit us today at crossbridge.bank.
Winter driving comes with its own set of circumstances, and that's why the Auto House in Tomahawk keeps safety in mind while presenting their huge selection of pre-owned vehicles on their lot on North 4th Street. So when you decide it's time for a vehicle upgrade, consider the Auto House in Tomahawk. Gary's been doing business in Tomahawk the right way for over four decades, and that says a lot for a used car dealership. Safety and reliability are the first things he considers before a vehicle hits his lot. The selection of trucks and SUVs are second to none in the area, as is the sales and service philosophy at the Auto House. There's an ASE certified mechanic on duty at the Auto House should you need service, and Gary also keeps rental vehicles available if you need one of those. So when safety and reliability matter, buy your next pre-owned vehicle at the Auto House on North 4th in Tomahawk. Check the website for all the information. AutoHouseCars.net. That's AUTOHAUS Cars.net. Doing business the right way for over 40 years.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler, and John Long back with you here on this wonderful Wednesday evening. These guys know their high school mascots, but they don't know their quarterbacks from 2015. I honestly don't know what to think of this.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Exactly. Man, but we still got a little bit of time here, folks, so we're going to dive into some Bucks basketball. But before we do, we have a gentleman calling in. Hello, you're on the air here on WJJQ, the Sports Q. How can I help you?
Hey, Alex, this is Dave Long, first time listener.
Dave Long, how are you still riding off the high of the show last year? You just decided to call back in?
Basically, I'll keep it brief, Alex. I don't want to take up too much time for your guests, but I'll take my I'm just gonna make my comments and I'll take my commentary off the air. Just want to congratulate Matt on such a fine performance in the NFL. Well done. That's all. Have a good night, guys.
that sounded really sincere.
That did sound sincere. For Dave, anyways, it did.
Dig. That's a dig.
But I don't know if it was a dig at you or a dig at you.
Well, it got me indirectly.
Yeah. It got it indirectly.
If he could do both, he would dig at both of us.
Oh, yeah. Indirectly, right? Yeah, there you go. So, looking ahead right now, we're talking about the Milwaukee Bucks here, gentlemen. Bucks 29-25 so far this year. They're fifth in the Eastern Conference. Essentially limping their way into the All-Star break. No, Giannis Antetokounmpo and no Damian Lillard on their final game, which was a win over Minnesota. Their first game is tomorrow night against the LA Clippers, and it's been unfortunately an up-and-down year for this team. I'll ask you this. Matt, I'll start with you. What are the expectations for the Bucks now?
Hopefully when they get Giannis back, Dame, you got the Kyle Kuzma trade. Maybe they can get a little chemistry going.
Yeah.
That's what you hope for. You hope you can make a run in the second half of the year and get hot at the right time late in the season. But it's hard to get excited about the Bucks right now.
It really is. It really is. And I think that the one thing that's really I'm going to say this right off the bat, and I remember saying this when the change was made. I did not like the fact that the Bucks fired Adrian Griffin after only 43 games. Mm-hmm. I didn't at the time. Not because that I didn't think that he was doing a good job, but I would have given him the whole year to figure it out before you move it. And then if you wanted to go in a different direction, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But the gentleman that you bring in is Doc Rivers, who's been a consistent underachiever, especially in the postseason throughout most of his coaching career. The one claim to fame he has is that he won a title with the Big Three in Boston back in 2008.
Yeah. Hard not to.
Yeah. It's really, really hard to get a gauge on this team. John?
Well, I'll say this. I do think Kuzma's done some good things since
yes.
the trade. And I think that's a bright spot for his athleticism. I mean, he carried the Bucks in that win against the Timberwolves without the big two for the Bucks. And I think that's awesome. That's something that you look at that, and I think that is something that is you can build on, you know? The other thing is, when you have a veteran led team, sometimes it's a long NBA season, and I don't think there's always the focus that you'd love to see, you know, on a a Golden State team that wins 73 games, you know, the second half of the season is when they can start putting it together and making a run here, and they're certainly capable of that.
And injuries are going to play a part.
If you
can stay healthy, that's a whole thing for the Bucks.
Yep.
So this is my takeaway with Milwaukee here. I'm going to sum this up with one quick effect.
Brilliant. I have absolutely no idea what's going on.
That's the Milwaukee Bucks right now. That is the Milwaukee Bucks right now. Look, I thought that after they won the title, that there was going to be talk about potentially winning another one, because yet everybody back. The only change that you made was bringing in Grayson Allen, who turned out was a good 3-and-D player for a couple of years before he got shipped off to Phoenix. And then after that, Chris Middleton went down with the injury. And it seems like that ever since the Middleton injury in the first round of the playoffs back in 2022, it seems like they just haven't been able to pick anything up from under them.
Right.
That's really is the tipping point for
you. Yeah, and age is not helping them now.
No, it's not. Here's another effect for you.
I'm living in a cuckoo clock.
That's what the Milwaukee Bucks are right now. Oh, man. I thought you guys would get a kick out of that one, too.
Hey,
but the good news,
yes,
pitchers and catchers have reported.
That is correct, pitchers and catchers have reported. The Brewers are in playing Cactus League play. Their first one is this Saturday.
Wow.
Actually, they have the Cincinnati Reds coming up. Man. Hard not to get excited about the Brewers also. They've got a lot of key players coming back. I know that the Devin Williams trade soured a few people, but Nestor Cortez and Caleb Durbin, those two could very well be legitimate starters for the team this year.
Yeah, and Milwaukee has been so good for the last 5 to 7 years finding a closer.
Yeah.
And usually a no-name.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And this year it's probably going to be Trevor McGill.
Yeah. And that's a guy that touches 100 on the radar. So
yeah.
I almost would rather have that guy than a Devin Williams that has, don't get me wrong, got a great changeup, a phenomenal changeup. But if his changeup isn't on, his fastball's average.
Yeah.
Very average.
It very much is. And the other thing to point out, Nestor Cortes will probably fit into that number two, number three slot in the pitching rotation because the Brewers, their top ace right now, and everyone agrees, it's Freddy Peralta at this point. Oh, yeah. It's Freddy Peralta. But that two through five spot, you have a couple of guys that you could factor in, but it's going to be interesting to see where those guys are fit.
Yeah. Tobias Myers had a great rookie season.
Yes.
Can he follow that up?
Yeah.
We'll see. Brandon Woodruff, we don't know where he's going to be. At some point, he should be in the rotation.
Yes.
Looks like he's on track or ahead of pace.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that has always intrigued me, and he just can't seem to put it together, but the movement on his fastball is phenomenal, is Aaron Ashby.
Yeah.
For a lefty, he throws high 90s and the ball just dances, but he just, you don't know if he's a starter, is he a reliever? The other one in the trade last year, D.L. Hall, is a lefty that, is he a reliever, is he a starter?
Mm-hmm.
Hard to say.
It is very hard to say.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they've got some pieces here. They've got to have some guys that have to step up and make an advancement in their career and make an impact for the Brewers to make a run.
Yeah, they definitely have to. Hard to believe that baseball season's almost upon us, huh?
Yeah.
Man.
I know, but warm weather.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
You're okay with the warm weather here? You don't like it being 25 degrees below zero up here? Here's what I'll say about the cold weather, and I've said this on a consistent basis. Sometimes it gets so cold up here that Billy Joel finally admits he started the fire.
He's here all night, folks.
I'm here all week. I do these puns every day on the Northwoods Midday Show.
Mamma mia.
We'll go ahead and take a break. We'll be back with local sports in our final countdown after this here on the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Bringing Wisconsin sports to the Northwoods, this is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Picture yourself moving freely without pain. At Health and Motion Physical Therapy, we turn that vision into reality. Hi, I'm Stephanie Ahrens, and whether you're dealing with back pain, sports injuries, or recovering from surgery, our mission is to get you back to doing what you love. Our dedicated team of therapists in Tomahawk tailors your treatment plan to meet your specific goals, because your journey to wellness is unique. We believe in tailored care, not cookie-cutter solutions. Worried about costs? We got you covered with affordable self-pay rates and a seamless insurance process, ensuring no surprises along the way. Our goal is simple, to help you feel better, faster, without unnecessary delays. So why wait? Reach out to Health in Motion at 715-453-6650 or visit us at himwi.com. Let's embark on your journey to a pain-free life together. So come on!
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, John Long has ditched us once again, and Matt Tyler is right back in the air chair with us. John really likes to ditch us early, doesn't he?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know what it is either.
We're really nice guys. We're good guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We inflate our egos like there's no tomorrow, am I right?
That's right.
Exactly. This is him leaving all the time.
You blew it, boy! You really blew it!
It really is. It honestly is. So, Matt, we got a lot of local sports coming up. We got postseason upon us, gentlemen. So, first off, Tomahawk boys hockey. They open postseason play tomorrow against number 8 seed Rhinelander at Sarah Park. Fairmont Orthodontics radio pregame show will begin at 6:35, opening faceoff at 7. Zach Garner will be with me in the broadcast booth as well. The other matchups are Mosinee Medford, Lakeland Shawano, and Pines Anago. So a few really good matchups.
Yeah, the hockey team's got to just take care of business.
Yeah.
That's the mentality. Take care of business through the tournament.
Exactly. And then coming up on Friday, Tomahawk Girls Wrestling with their sectional qualifiers. They are headed out to Shawano. Fairmont Orthodontics radio pre-meet show 4:40. Opening duels at 5. And again, Tony Derleth will be with me in the broadcast booth. And again, as we had the swimmers in here, we want to wish good luck to the Hatchet Boy swimmers competing at the Waukesha South Natatorium. Events will begin at 5:30 Friday night. And also, just a quick reminder, also on Thursday, both boys and girls Tomahawk basketball teams are in action. The boys are in Rib Lake. The girls will be down in Medford. And speaking of boys basketball, Their postseason brackets are going to be released this Sunday, so be sure to stay tuned for updates on that. And then Saturday, WIAA Division II Boys Wrestling Sectional Meet over in Amory. Fairman Orthodontics pre-meet show 9:40, opening duels at 10. And again, it's going to be Tony Derleth right back in the broadcast booth with me.
So when they pick the sectionals, do they say, what's the furthest place away from Alex?
That's really, really the whole postseason, Matt.
Yeah.
I've told this story before. Last year, I remember, we were going to do a playoff game in Wyoming, Fremont. And right when I got there, right after it rained constantly down there, Ryan Flynn, the athletic director, calls me up and says, Alex, they postponed the game to tomorrow. And of course, me getting all the way down there, I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I was halfway.
Yeah, you were halfway, yeah. And so was the rest of the team.
Yep.
So let's go over some of the playoffs in the girls' basketball bracket, shall we? First off, number 6 seed Tomahawk has number 11 seed Sturgeon Bay. And in Division 3, number 10 seed Northland Pines has number 7 seed Amherst. In Division 2, number 6 seed Medford has number 11 seed Wausau East. And number 9 seed Antigo has number 8 seed Green Bay East. Also, other Lincoln County school, number 9 seed Merrill, they are at number 8 seed New Richmond Tuesday night. Then in Division 4, number 12 seed Shawamigan is at number 5 seed Ladysmith. And then the Division 5 girls basketball playoffs, the number 8 seed Prentice has number 9 seed Butternut. Number 6 seed Rib Lake has number 11 seed Flambeau. Number 14 seed Elko has number 3 seed Pittsville. Number 7 seed Three Lakes Phelps has number 10 seed Rochelle. And number 6 seed Leona Wabino has number 11 seed St. Thomas Aquinas. Again, if Tomahawk Hockey defeats Rhinelander tomorrow night, they'll play either Northland Pines or Antigo in the sectional semifinal at Sarah Park. What an exciting time to be a high school sports fan.
Yeah, it's a great time.
It really is. And meanwhile, in case you're wondering if we are going to do any postseason games, this is how it's going to go. The team, the higher playoff, will take the first priority from here on out. So we've got sectionals coming up. If girls basketball and regionals and hockey sectionals take place on the same day, we're likely going to go with the hockey sectionals, as you honestly should. So, Matt, did you have fun, my friend?
As per usual, Alex. had a great time.
See, it's always fun when we have extra people in here, don't we?
Yep.
It's always fun chatting with one, possibly even two people.
Yep.
We chatted with a lot of people today. We have boys swimming in. We had Coach Teresa Lesperance. We might have more state qualifiers, by the way, next week, depending on how sectionals goes. That's something to pay attention to.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome, whether it's the girls or the boys side. Thank you very much for tuning into the Sports Q here on WJJQ. John and Matt will be back with me next week. We're going to chat up some more Badger basketball, including a preview maybe of their conference tournament coming up in a week and a half. And also be sure to stay tuned. Any state qualifiers that we have for boys and girls wrestling will be on the Sports Q next week. Also be sure to stay tuned. We'll find out who also the boys basketball team will be playing in their first round of the playoffs. We got a lot of postseason action coming up for you here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. If you want to listen to more of me, back on the air tomorrow night. Hockey postseason begins with Tomahawk against Rhinelander here on WJJQ. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show 6:35, opening faceoff at 7. And the great Zach Garner will join me in the broadcast booth. For Matt Tyler and John Long, I'm Alex Cook. Thank you for tuning in to the Sports Q. Have a sportacular week, and I'll see you all next week.
Listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ. Be sure to join again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for the latest sports news around the state and in our Northwoods community, right here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Tom.